So there is a concept in Hilchos Yom Tov called Ribui V'Shiurim, increasing the amount. So let's explain that, the concept and the application. So a person wants to cook something for a meal Yom Tov morning. He wants to cook something fresh, so he wants to cook chicken. He's having a family, a few guests, so he figures he needs one chicken. Can he put a second chicken in the pot and say, you know, why not just have a little bit extra just in case? So that's for sure mutter, because that's potentially a valid Yom Tov need. Let's say he says, you know what, I'd like to cook some more now, and I'll have it for tomorrow morning. I'm not necessarily going to have time to cook on the second day Yom Tov, but I want to cook now and have it for the next day. So we said you cannot cook on Yom Tov for one day to the next. But he says, I'm not doing any extra action. I'm just cooking now in one pot a large amount, which I'll have something left over for the following day. So the law is, if you do it in one action, that is permitted. So a person puts all of the items into the pot. So the malacha we're talking about is cooking. So the fire is on. The malacha is cooking, and it's in one pot already. The water's in, the chicken is in, everything is in. He puts it on the fire, and that's one action of bishul, which is you being used for more than you need. So that is permitted. Let's say he put the pot on the fire already, and he has one chicken in there. He says, you know what? Let's throw in a second chicken. So that's a new action. He's taking the chicken, it's already on the fire, and adding something more, and that's a new act of bishul, which he's doing, which he doesn't need for the first day Yom Tov. He's doing it for the second day Yom Tov. That would be usur. But if he's doing it in one action, that's going to be permitted. Another example of this concept is a person is outside of an Erev. See, the malacha we saw on Yom Tov, it's a malacha, but it's mutter for a need. A valid, we said there's a concept of mitoich. You don't need necessarily food needs, we need a valid need. So he needs some tissues. He has a cold, he wants to carry tissues. He doesn't have such a bad cold, he can carry 5 tissues. He says, you know what, let's put 10 tissues in my pocket, just in case. Not a problem. It's one act of carrying all of them together. Let's say there is a limitation in the following. It's one act, but it has to be something which potentially could be used for Yom Tov itself. Let's say I have a key ring, and on the key ring I have my house key, so I'm allowed to carry my key ring with my house key outside of the area, because I need to get back into my house when I come back. Well, there's other keys on that ring which I do not have any need for. There's no Yom Tov need for them at all, but it's one act. So I'm this is a machlokes. It's one act, but the items, the tissue, each tissue potentially is available for use on Yom Tov. The food, the first chicken, the second chicken, both are available for use on Yom Tov. Over here, the other keys have no Yom Tov need at all. So is it permitted to carry this key ring with multiple keys in them when I only need the house key and none of the other keys? Arguing that it's only one action. So this is a machlokes, and it's preferable not to be involved in the situation. You should take the key that you need off of the ring and just take that key. Another example of this is, we said that a person cannot cook on Yom Tov for a non-Jew. So let's say a person has a situation where, therefore, you should not invite a non-Jew because you're afraid you might come to cook more for him. The halacha says in a case where there's a concern of eiva, if the person does not invite this individual, it might cause a situation of animosity and potential danger, so you're allowed to invite him, but you may not cook for him. But so he says, I would like a cup of coffee. Well, there's no, the hot water is, you know, I don't have an electric urn set up. Yom Tov, I like making fresh hot water. So I take a pot, I put it on the fire, and I boil the hot water. I can't boil hot water for this non-Jew. I can't do malacha on Yom Tov for the non-Jew. I said, you know what? I'll have a cup of coffee also. So I'm going to put up enough water at one shot. I'll fill the pot with enough water. I can make 2 cups of coffee. And I put it on the fire at the same time. So I'm not doing the malacha for him, I'm doing the malacha for myself with an extra for this individual as well. So that is permitted. Again, you should not be inviting somebody, such a person, because we're afraid you might just do it for him, and that would be awesome. If there's a situation where you're allowed to, let's say, concern of animosity, you're allowed to invite him, you may still may not cook for him, but you may cook for yourself and add extra for him. But again, it has to be done in one action. I can't put up a cup of coffee and say, hey, I want one too. Okay, I'll add some more water. That would not be permitted. A person cannot do that, to do a separate act of malacha on Yom Tov for a non-Jew. So that's some of the applications of the concept of Ribui V'Shiurim. Have a good morning.